Nobody is coming to save you. Get up. Be your own hero. Don't blame the distractions. Improve your focus. Don't overshare. Privacy is power. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Move in silence. Only speak when it's time to say, checkmate.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray.
Coo-coo-roo, coo-coo,
coo-coo-roo. Wake up, Africa. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
Today, I am Aduke Ade.
Wake up, it's the morning wake up call on Juju City FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African Radio, and we set out to do something to brand African entertainment. Your girl at the day right here on Juju City FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Juju City FM, Pan-African Radio.
Oh yes, this is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. Ekpariwo Benny Ejeka Matukolo Olorun Oba Lawura Checkmate. That is when we talk, and especially on Top Dudu Spray. And I they make us a thank you, Mary. Thank you for staying tuned to us, for staying with us, because without you, we will not be here. Don't forget, say the message for you today be say, make you know overshare. This is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. Morimue Tesonu. We thank Olodumare and we thank you. Especially those of us who be say we day where we they do and like Olodumare send us. Please support us. You'll be glad you did. We're moving up north and the spirit chain is going. We thank everybody. What else did I see today? Like we have been telling you, action without thought is empty. Thought without action is blind. Let this guide you today in everything you do. Never you take a step without thinking. And don't go about thinking without taking a step. Should I say, action without prayer may be empty. And prayer without action is blind. So anywhere you see thought, put the prayer there. You will see that we actually here to take the step and move forward. This is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. We did do them like Olodumare send us. Don't forget, we up north and we are doing it like we are intentional. If I rebranding the African entertainment, you can do it. I can do it. We will do it. This is the wake up call with the sandwich with the Afri 24. And I see something. Morimue Tesonu. For Afriland, this is our own indigenous game. Sport, what's up? Unto the spirit, your girl. Ajoke, the appetizer, go to come. But you know, say, on top Monday like this, now the day where we they do, I'm gone. We say, Bogbole la mankowa. So this one, Kinonkowa Leni, this one, Zimbabwe, I go again. When I go Somalia, Benny, I go Somalia too. Yeah, and I'm going to Kenya. But this one, Zimbabwe, I see, carry give you. Do you know that this one, waiting with the call, Mingwayi, a stick throwing game of the Kalanga people. Feel free to call me a Kalanga lady today. It is an indigenous game that they used to play, and it is a traditional game that is by the community of the Kalanga. They use it to improve the quality of their life by using a self-determined sport, game or cultural activities, and they encourage everybody to participate. Players are mostly boys, but girls will get mind free join too. And they are played during the time we be say na summer for grassland riverbanks, and they use lender stick with a blunt end though. The year round, the stick cannot be sharp, for they will just be using it to dance and display. They play the game, how they could come know who the winner is. So for you to know the winner of the game, you will throw the surface which could be agreed, and then they will throw it. The thrower must stand. It just looks like javelin, but it's not our own. So you will throw this, and the stick should slide continuously and should first slide and spin on hitting the ground after the throw. So after throwing, the thrower will wait until all that have been thrown to move the landing area to mark who throw the longest. Awesome, awesome. Each thrower should have at least 3 mark throwing stick for the competition, and is actually be mixed with boys and girls. And there's no age group here. I don't tell you, say, for Afriland, now we'll get mine first. If you can do it, we can do it. I am so excited because I am proud of my heritage where there is no gender discrimination. We allow our children to grow in the way Olodumare. You don't understand any time where that whistle enter now to tell you, say, this is now our own. African Indigenous Game has won again today because we do not have gender discrimination on top of Afriland. Okay, please subscribe to our channel. You can do that on all of our social media handles. You'll be glad you did, because here we make ourselves think forward, move forward, see forward, and in fact, know better. I'm going straight to the Obodo Oyinbo demo. I don't give you our own. So the Obodo Oyinbo, I see something where we say apple to let it care. And this one, they, I don't know whether then they fight or then they play, but I know it's in a sport. In the spirit of sportsmanship, now we carry this one come. And a victor, Osimhen, now this one concern. Kilo Shele, now Baba me. Okay. He was a make history, and he leads Napoli to Scudetto title after 33 years. Napoli! Okay, yeah, I'm so excited because Victor Osimhen has made history and is making history. You too, you can make history today. Learn and then make history. The guy is a Nigerian forward. Maybe that is why I am even happy. And he scored the decisive goal in the second half as Napoli came back from the trailing with Sandy Lovric opener at the second. So the matter be say, we dey happy. The guy just the player. Over the period, he scored 23 times and in 23 matches in all competition. And he has able to move Napoli to the brink of history. Scudetto! And becoming the bona fide idol. A fan idol. Even before he scored the goal, he was actually somebody that all the fans were looking forward to being with. Oh, Bojo, I am happy for you. Victor Osimhen. Yes, if you are just joining us, this is pretty personal, literally, Pan African Media House. I want a mini little Malaysia. Oh, Bojo, for you. I raise it up for you, thumbs up for you, everything up for you, because you are the truest son of the soil. They do, I'm like Olodumare, they called me, yeah, I received a call. And they say, don't be amazed though, we are enjoying Dudu Spring in Malaysia. Kiwaloshia Intemi, ni akpa benye, if you are just joining us. Thank you so, so much, we thank you, we appreciate. Yes, so Dudu Spring train moving all over the globe. This is the only train that is intentional and it will not make you feel confused. You know, there are some trees. Maybe it's after you enter them, you don't know whether they move forward or backward. But this one, sure. Now forward. Oni iwaju lo loko iwa mi lo. Eyin ko lo loko iwa mi lo. Emi ti mo. Mo ti mo. Ye o, emi ti mo. Now only for Dudu Spirit, you fit get this one. And another one where they look me kuru kuru. They say talk me. And at the rugby, kilo, de kilo. Oh, Baju. This one and this guy. I don't know. She. People where they play rugby, she then they put chest pad in it. Or it is it a must you must have chest before you play rugby? Yes, so Ben Morgan ni Jare, the Morgan of the Morgana, is a reconcern for rugby professional because the game will disappear if we are no longer professional. I don't talk calm now. When you are only looking for people who get chest, those of us when we get chest, what we can't do. So Ben Morgan has head into the retirement and he was saying, I don't think that this game will survive professionally. Why now? He was just called to, he said, the demise of Worcester, Wasps and rumor of London Irish not being able to survive is a real concern, because this professional game we disappear. Everybody will be saying like rugby, not make them disappear, because as you think I'm so African game zoo. He said all the crowds have been pampered over the additional bit of money from TV revenue. This false idea is driving. You see, now money matter don't spoil lamb. Now in this guy they talk. I don't tell now. Last, we go wake up. So the guy talk amo. He say money don't buy a gel. You see, as the guy they talk, oh lo ti buy a gel, oh ti buy a gel. You know, as the Imbo won't talk, your buy no go there. You see, it's your girl, okay. How they give him like? You say this money that you are thinking you are pumping into it is making them think that is a. It is not okay. It is doing well. But we need to stop it. It's a girl, a joke. Rugby we are brought to you. And then moving fast forward, man. And they see my people for MMA. Waiting the fighting matter. But these one are ladies. All the single ladies. They see that Stan Ferret, he don't tell this Asali Anderson with brutal liver. Jesu, brutal liver kick knockout. You know, hear me. Even Prime Minister for Britain, he see him, he talk Jesus last, because for the coronation of King Charles, King Ajayi, he read Bible. So if you did, they see, they think, say, now the way where you they do religion, and then now they do it for the whole over the globe. Oh, she, you better wake up. Nobody will fix Africa for us, because now we go do it. Ajayi Masele Funyin Lajare. They don't give a knockout too. And the highlight we they see now. See, something happened. Something happened. The super girly, the Joronas, stamps find herself in the cups of a one. He put the physical so the world one tie to opportunity. But Anderson has a side set on scoring an upset and sliding the top spot over it. Now India, as Anderson came looking out and he look up and on her feet in the early going, but with the stamp text striking last on even be my papa language and was highlighted for the opening round. Anderson did her best to get the fight to the ground and where he was potentially dominated, but Stamp was able to defend though and defend well. And before we know it, all the show was going on and on, because the Thai lay. This guy now Thailand, they come from. So the Thai, he just look calm. And before you know it, the result was in the round two knockout. Kilo Shele, Benny, and the Penny, the bitty too much. And now here we come, they shout to for the stake in the con with the look and say, Kilo Shele, yes, so. But last, the game ended. And so, this one too will be ending for this younger side. Don't forget to nobody will fix Africa. Now you and I go fix them. So if you are still thinking somebody's going to fix you for yourself, for me and you, think again. Because last, Don't overshare. Don't overshare your privacy. But the only thing you cannot overshare is Dudu Spray.
Nobody is coming to save you. Get up. Be your own hero. Don't blame the distractions. Improve your focus. Don't overshare. Privacy is power. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Move in silence. Only speak when it's time to say, checkmate.
Yes, checkmate for all of your enemies today. Checkmate for all the people who they dabaru your life today. Checkmate for everybody who will be say, no one make you move forward today. It's your girl, Ajoke, at the right turn, the MIC. And the wake up call continues. This is a melody that we cannot end. And it will not end until you and I become better. It's your girl, Ajoke, Ade. Enjoy your day. Be the best. And don't forget, share to this free. Support us. Donate to us. Donate for us. Donate with us. Yes, so please, you can do it. We will do it together as you support us. Download to the Spirit Radio. Yes, this is the only radio you can listen to 24/7, and you'll be glad you did. Share it with all your family members. Because what will be your gain if you wake up and your family members are still sleeping? What will you use in exchange for their dull mind? Nothing. I am quoting the scriptures. This is now Do the Spirit scriptures. What will you use in exchange if you wake up and your wife, your son, your daughter is still a sleepy piggy head? Wake up Africa today, download Dudu Spirit Radio, share the radio, go to our website www.duduspirit.com. You will see the link, just scroll down because that website is so sweet. Many thanks to Inda Mola Erigbemi, the software engineer all the way from Washington. Thank you so much. And everybody doing it. I see something every time I won't give you before I go. Because it is important for you to know about it, to understand it. And Maryland with Day. Yes, so right in Maryland. Dudu Spirit in Maryland. Yo, Onda. Moma Unwani. Timbatiri Mafioni. Because in Maryland, we are going to Art Festival and Rockville Art Festival. All road leads to Maryland. Let us enjoy it. Don't forget, we are the first and only truly Pan-African media house. And anything where they better, they do good for all over the globe, especially for Africa. And then we go. So let's go to the Eco Town Center, downwall, Benny. And now we call the Rugby Town Square, Benny. The Art Festival, May 6th to 7th, this same year, 2023, for our own time, Benny. And that is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So anytime where you be, anywhere where you there, even if you're there Afriland, if you still take your flight, there will be loads and loads of art display. Courtesy, our own truest of the truest Pan-Africans. It's your girl, Ajoke. Download to the Spirit Radio. We'll give you updates across the globe. And if you have any information to give us, please don't hesitate as you also donate on our website or you donate for us on Okpoinwa. And also to use the Naira Wide Global Transformation Limited, the account number 0714456525. We are on course to putting life on the right course. Download the live radio. Listen to the live radio. You can also listen to us with your browser. It is also live there with Ankolodumare. As you are moving on, SMS us +12122569117. Call us +12122569117. WhatsApp us +12122569117. As you want to join, if you want to join the studio live studios +12539480573. +12539480573. If you have made any donation to us, please send a receipt to dudusprayofficial@gmail.com. For other inquiries, info@dudusprayofficial.com. Ajoke@dudusprayofficial.com. We are doing it like Olodumare send us. We will continue to fix Africa, to build Africa, to rebrand African entertainment. Don't go nowhere. The melody continues because the Show Arabic are standing by and every other person when we say we carry Amileku 44 kò ń ṣe bíi ti nǹkan míì ó kún fọ́fọ́ fún ire ni. Wake up Africa, ẹgbà.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call. Wake up, it's the morning's wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African radio, and we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment. Your girl Aduke Ade right here on Juju 3 FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African radio. This is the news coming to you live from Dudu Spray FM.
Good day. Welcome to Dudu Spray Newsroom. These are top stories across the world within the last 24 hours in various African languages.
Assalamualaikum. Usmi Abani Fisa. Organical Milikul Fras in Dudu Spray FM. Jabasal Akbar and Nilu Kassan Sul Kalam. Al Prime Minister ana United Kingdom al Usma Rishi Sunak khali indassa fuk al azuma bilub sufu King Charles al talata ar rajil Usma Donald Trump al galo galke hunna binadun guda keke al kalam da bi wasil 2024 wala ma yamshi anas al Usma WHO World Health Organization galo galke khali nadu ma bahaji kalam bitan ke al marata COVID-19 da kammal Ed Sheeran akal thinking loud khali yufakkur barra ana US Russia galaga kendum balyun ana gurusa na hindiya rupi fuda al zama kalma fuga kul al kalam al rajil al usma Rishi Sunak al hubes prime minister jadid ana United Kingdom keke khali jifudar ana United Kingdom keke khaliji haji webagiri kat white ana King Charles al-talata fuyom ana azuma hagga abudu bidusufu bagal hubes bagal kabirum fukullal darda bagal sheikh gale kasha hubes nadum al-inda arda khaliji haji fukalam ana al-sheikh al-hasa bidusud al-sheikh Charles al-talata kalam ana Donald Trump agay kinnam binadum guda ya sokula ga jibdu furasa na beta na sharia wa ya sokula sama kammal wannas ajabu an kun al kalam da yindesa sha sanal tiji a shamala al kalam da sharik bilin wa anaru al kataba kalam fogada anaru da yake illa kan radi la kafa kullu shi ya susawa atanar da bagif dibis al kalam anaru da hajja wannas ajabu an kun al kalam da yindesa fu al senat bichi wala ma yindessa debes burub arfu mi hasa atal sandwich annas ana WHO Usma World Health Organization maragu baro galo galke khalima fina du bi haji bitan ke daru inda COVID-19 shimala fatashu mashu shafa galke al marat ana COVID-19 khalas kammal wa khali kull al nas bi qabl fu kull shi gay su aman ma galem galke khali may soul shay alaz buso ke bisudu mana khairu kul qomada ma hum garfe ke al mar usma COVID-19 da kammal min dar fu kul da khalina ma bugu ke al marad da gait o khali nas ma bugu tu ke darum inda mishkila aha yake shi mala al marada an naga su ma shafu mafarda bitta al khannani al usma et shiran marag barra mashal jabufu bakan shiriya na usa malaga ke shal khini al mahana ya khanna u khini hana ya gal al usma qalbi fakuru barra galim gal ke khini da hubes kataba min agile bes kata u nadum akha gabu ke kidib ke ke al khini da hanaya hasada wadufu kalam da fu betana sharia u arrajal usman ashira na gaba khanida hubes al akal al kalam hasada u farhan hasada marak min al bet ana sharia annas ana russia galogal ke al gurus ana indian tamma billion rupees fudar hagum lisama khadama fuga عشان مالا ناس انا انت جاي يشيروا الدين مام وده بس خلى الجروزه جاي ماهم اصل قالوا كي ما بعرفك كيف بشلو جرده بخدم فوقا اما رئيس بك قال بشوف كل شيء بقى بسوي بحجي ناسا قال يجي بحجي في كلام انا الجروزه كي كيف يو تلفو جروزه فو دارم وعدل فوقا دارم ده بس كلام الهمم حج فوقا عشان قال كي الجروزه كتير بلي بيرو فتش دروب علي كملو فوقا وبخدمه فوق خلي عاود دارو شكرا لك بس الاخبار اني لك هسه
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to the Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Alberta wildfire alert at past blazes that cost billions in damages. U.S. says it will not normalize relations with Syria's assert. Nigerian politician jailed for 9 years in UK over organ trafficking plot. Now the news in details. Close to 80 wildfires are currently burning in Alberta, forcing thousands from their homes. Most of central Alberta is under a fire ban after a period of windy and unseasonable hot, dry conditions. So far, at least 20 homes and RCMP detachments and a store in northern Alberta have been destroyed. More than 13,000 people across Alberta have been affected in some way or another by mandatory evacuation orders. Wildfires are not unusually in Alberta, but can quickly become both deadly and highly damaging. Here are some recent wildfires that have impacted the province. Persistent drought conditions in northwestern Alberta stretching back to July 2018 were ideal for wildfire. On May 11, 2019, a wildfire was discovered by a lookout at Chuck Egg Creek near eye level in northern Alberta and was most likely initiated in the evening before by a lightning strike. In the late afternoon of May 17, high winds fanned the fire and it was declared out of control. The wildfire grew as a result, more than 3,000 residents of Mackenzie County, eye level and the Dean Ta First Nation were evacuated. Residents of Keg River and Kagojo were also evacuated. They were able to return home between June 2 and 5. Later in the day, the entire city of Fort McMurray was under a mandatory evacuation order. During the evacuations, two people were killed in a car crash. On May 4, the Alberta government declared a provincial state of emergency. The Fort McMurray fire quickly grew to 85,000 hectares as the wildfire spread further north and south and east, eventually passing through Fort McMurray. Evacuees who fled north of Fort McMurray had to be airlifted to safety. Some evacuees were taken to Lac La Biche, while the majority were sent to Edmonton and Calgary. On May 10, two of the main Fort McMurray fires joined together and formed a massive blaze of 229,000 hectares. On May 16, all workers in work camps and oil sand operations north of Fort McMurray were forced to move south as the wildfire spread further north. Residents of Fort McMurray were allowed to return home on June 1. In total, the Fort McMurray fires burned approximately 579,767 hectares of land, causing the evacuation of more than 90,000 people and destroying 2,400 homes and businesses, including 530 other buildings that were damaged. At its peak, there were more than 2,000 firefighters working the fires daily, including helicopters and water bombers. In addition, firefighters received help from 200 firefighters from the United States, 60 from Mexico, and 298 from South Africa. Firefighters and emergency response personnel received help from the Canadian Red Cross, which assisted with evacuation efforts. In total, the fire resulted in more than $4 billion in damages. U.S. says it will not normalize relations with Syria's Assad. Washington, D.C., the United States will not normalize relations with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, the State Department has said, as many of Washington's Arab allies re-established ties with Damascus. The State Department said late on Thursday that top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken discussed a recent meeting in Amman between Syria and its Arab neighbors during a phone call with his Jordanian counterpart, Ayman Safadi. Secretary Blinken made clear that the United States will not normalize relations with the Assad regime and does not support other normalizing until there is authentic UN-facilitated political progress in line with UN Security Council Resolution UNSCR 2254, the department said. The 2050 resolution called for free and fair elections in Syria under UN supervision. The foreign ministers of Syria, Egypt, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan met for talks in the Jordanian capital on Monday amid a push to bring al-Assad's government back into the Arab fold. Syria was suspended from the Arab League and ostracized by regional power brokers in 2011 after its crackdown on Arab Spring protests, which turned into a protracted war. The conflict has killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions. As the Syrian government regained control over large parts of the country, with support from Iran and Russia, some Arab countries began to soften their stance towards Damascus. The U.S., however, has maintained that it will not change its opposition to al-Assad without an inclusive political settlement to the conflict. The State Department said on Thursday that Blinken expressed gratitude to Jordan for the hosting of refugees and reinforced the U.S. position that Syria must create conditions, including greatly improved respect for human rights, that would motivate refugees to return in a safe, voluntary, and dignified manner. Earlier this week, Blinken said the U.S. was engaged with the Syrian government to secure the release of Austin Tease, an American journalist who disappeared in Syria in 2012. U.S. officials have accused the Syrian government of detaining Tease, a claim that Damascus has denied. We're extensively engaged with regard to Austin, engaged with Syria, engaged with third countries, seeking to find a way to get him home, and we're not going to relent until we do, Blinken said on Wednesday. Because the U.S. does not recognize al-Assad's government as legitimate, it was not clear how the purported direct discussions between Washington and Damascus were taking place. In recent months, relations had warmed between Syria and several Arab countries. In February, Egypt's foreign minister visited Damascus for the first time since 2011. And last month, Saudi Arabia's top diplomat also made a trip to the Syrian capital and met al-Assad. The rapprochement came amid a Chinese-booked detainee the tensi between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The Syrian government remains under heavy U.S. sanctions aimed at isolating the country economically in response to widely documented human rights violations. While the U.S. has said it discourages its allies from normalizing ties with Syria, it has not penalized countries that move closer to al-Assad government. The United Arab Emirates, a key U.S. partner in the Gulf region, reopened its embassy in Damascus in 2018, and last year, it became the first Arab state to host al-Assad since the start of the war more than a decade ago. Nigerian politician jailed for 9 years in UK over organ trafficking plots. A senior Nigerian politician has been sentenced to 9 years and 8 months in a UK prison for masterminding a scheme to extract a kidney for his ailing daughter from a young man he had trafficked to London. The politician was deemed to be the motivating factor behind the plot. Ike Ekweremadu, 60, a former deputy president of the Nigerian Senate, his wife Beatrice, 56, and Dr. Obinna Obeta, 51, were found guilty by an Old Bailey jury in March in the first organ trafficking conviction under the Modern Slavery Act. They were found to have conspired to bring a 21-year-old Lagos street trader to a private renal unit at London's Royal Free Hospital as a potential kidney donor for Ekweremadu's daughter Sonia. On Friday, during his sentencing statement, Mr. Justice Jeremy Johnson stated that the three co-conspirators were all involved in a reprehensible business. He declared the act of extracting human organs is a type of servitude. It reduces human beings and their physical forms of commodities that can be traded. Addressing Ekweremadu, the judge said, "You played a leading role in the offending. You did so in order to secure the material advantage, namely a human kidney for your daughter. I am sure that you were the driving force throughout," the Guardian UK quoted on a report. The senator was also involved in bribing a medical secretary at the Royal Free. The judge said, "You were involved in the corruption of a member of hospital staff." The judge said Ekweremadu must serve 2/3 of a sentence in prison and the remainder released under license. There are reports that Nigeria's Senate and the Economic Community of West African States had urged the judge to show clemency to Ekweremadu, a political ally of the former president Goodluck Jonathan. Beatrice Ekweremadu was sentenced to 4 years and 6 months, with half spent in custody. Obeta, who helped organize the organ harvesting plot after himself receiving a kidney transplant at the Royal Free in July 2021 from another man allegedly trafficked from Nigeria, was sentenced to 10 years, 2/3 of which must be served in prison. In March 2022, a hospital rejected a kidney transplant attempted by the Ekweremadus. Later, it was discovered that the family had been attempting to traffic individuals for organ transplants, and in May, the victim, referred to as C, went to the police in fear of his life, believing that he was being lined up for another transplant in Nigeria. C remained fearful of reprisal against himself and his family and was worried that his father had been approached to drop the case. The prosecutor, Hugh Davis, case stated kidney donation for reward is a substantial, internationally prohibited commercial industry that exploits economically vulnerable individuals. Dike Okeremadu played a significant role in the 2014 legislation that prohibited the activity he engaged in. The victim was being supported by Justice and Care, a charity that campaigns for the victims of modern slavery. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain Ayodeji from Elias. Stay tuned for more exciting content on Dodo Spree FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
Dantọ life igbakan bọkan ninu iroyin ere idaraya ati awọn eto lonirunwu fun igbaladun awọn olugbọ Dodo Spree FM e ma yi kuro e file be ko duro be ko ma lo be
eku dede asiko yi eyi ni awọn orin to lo lowo ni gbogbo agbalaye ti amuto yin wa lati Dodo Spree FM radio oruko temi oniroyin fakoko ina ni temi tope ki a tun tesiwaju je ka dupe lowo Olodumare oba dede oba sere oba se ko ma ku oba dagba ma paroyi oba to nse ohun gbogbo ninu gbogbo oluwa o se dupe ni owo re o ni ba je ka gbon koko nu iwe iroyin kan to wa gboro ina ni ekunre ebi npa e ogunlogo obirin ninu ni ogba ewon Iraki won mu arakunrin kan ni Canada nitori o ta ogun oloro awon olori Africa de si London fun ayeye ijoyi oba nipa ma ba me ka lo birun ti ma mu roi na ti won wa ni ekunrere eyi je ose keji ti irinwo obirin se alaini onje ni Iraki awon arabirin wa ni ewon nitori won kopa ninu isele egbe muslimi to sele ni igba die seyin awon obirin orilede awon obirin to sewo ni orilede Iraki lowo lowo gbogbo awon orilede won ni awon obirin won wa ni ogba won Iraki orilede bi Russia Turkey Azerbaijan Ukraine Israel Syria France Germany ati US be na niro itun so wi pe omo awon obirin won wa pelu won to se je pe gbogbo won pata ni ebi npa lowo ninu ogba won Iraki bawo ti ma tesiwaju sinu iroyin wa e ma ba me ka lo won mu arakunrin Canada ni British Columbia nitori o se iso to nta egbogi oloro bi cocaine heroin ati awon omiran ni ojo keji ti arakunrin na si iso na ni owo osigbo ofi tarakunrin na wi pe ohun to se yoku die kato nitori na won ti so re be na ni won si gbe arakunrin na si ewon bawo ti ma fele kasan le e ma ba me ka lo aimoye awon loba loba ati loye loye pelu awon are orilede Africa lo ti de si London fun ayeye ijoyi oba Charles ni ojo oni lara awon to wa ni UK lowo lowo na ni Rwanda Paul Kagame oba Usawati iketa Lazarus chale wera fun Malawi Akaide Ikelema fun Zambia ati bebe lo are Emerson Unagawa je olori Zimbabwe akoko to ma sebewo si London leyin igba ti UK fi jeni ni akon Africa lati bi ogun odun meji seyin benoni are na wipe ina wudu gidigidi lati de si London bayi la o ma ri mo lori iroyin wa e ma sebo pe te gbogbo yin te ba fe pepe so ba mi te si +12122569117 +12122569117 gbogbo yin to ba je pe fe bere kan ati mi ba mi fi bere ranse si info@dodospiritus.com gbogbo yin to ba je pe ohun lati eti ni ibasepo kokan se pelu wa e ba mi te bere yin sibena gbogbo yin to ba je pe fe se polojo lori to abala ise ni se je e ba mi fi polojo ja yin tewo si dodospiritus.official@gmail.com abi ajoki adi dodospiritus.com gbogbo yin to ba se wo ku dodospiritus.com ba mi te si www.dodospiritus.com ni paper abi opin wa dodospiritus bi no esile ba mi fi sile fowo pamọ ani gtb ni YGY Global Transformation Limited ni account number 0714456525 bayi la o ma re mo lo iroyin won ebi te ti gba na dodospiritus FM radio oruko temi no ni fakoko ina ni temi tope e se mo bi te ti si wa o da
ikanni to ju ikanni lo ikanni dodospiritus FM e je ko wa nibe file je ko wa nibe
Yeah.